usually what we find is that when people have books overdue, they can kind of start to get worried about the levels of fines that the library might impose on them. Now, the fines are actually that you can get in the library are quite modest, but I don't think everybody really knows that. So what we're trying to do is to get people to encourage them to come back into the library, because from our point of view, you know, the fines are not the thing that we want. What we want is kind of a more of a long-term relationship with our borrowers. Approximately at the moment, there's probably about 2,500 items that are overdue, and that will include books, children's books, and DVDs and CDs. So we're hoping to kind of maybe get a big drive during March and get most of that stock back. We're hoping that by getting people to bring back their books to the library during March without any worry or financial worry, that we can get them to come back and kind of rediscover the library as a fun place to go and a place of learning.
There was a time when the library would have been very much used by the local community. Has its usage dropped off as a result of electronic media and so on?
Actually, the opposite is true. I mean, last year we had over 344,000 people visit libraries in Donegal, and they borrowed about the same amount of items. So it's going up all the time. What we think in the library is that the library reflects the needs of the community. And as people are starting to transfer over to these new electronic resources, like, let's say, Google Books or Kindles and things like that, the library will follow that and track that all the way along. So the library is due for massive changes in the future. It may not look exactly like it did in the past, but we'll still be here, just remaining relevant to the community.